This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, today we are talking about a very important topic, which I think is good to mention and give it some coverage. And this is in relation to those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen from the generations to accompany His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are the Sahaba, the companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he is the best of all creation. His heart is the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most purest of the creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to be the messenger, to be sent as a seal of the prophethood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala salute him and raise his status. And then Allah chose for the Prophet, He chose for him companions, He chose for him a generation who were amongst the best of peoples. For they are the best of generation. They are best people of all time as a group. They were people who understood the message, and prior to that they were the ones who responded to the message when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger called them. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O you who believe, respond to Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. So they were the most responsive of beings. They were people who understood the message, and they were ready to give what they can and sacrifice. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in many ahadith, he mentioned the greatness of the Sahaba, the greatness of his companions, for they had been tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tested, they were also tested. They were persecuted. They went through difficult times, and they went through much suffering. They had to give up their homes and their families on many occasions. They had to migrate. They had to. They were ready to sacrifice their lives, their wealth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gave them the status that they deserve. And that's why the Prophet said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي, the best of all humanity is my generation or my century. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, then those who follow them, then those who follow them. And the Sahaba in their life and in their practices, they have demonstrated many great qualities. Great qualities for us to follow in as well. As we have in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a great path, a great set example to follow. The Prophet molded the Sahaba into great role models for society in all different aspects. And that's why when you look at the Sahaba, you will see that they have a great variation in terms of what they presented of attributes. If you are somebody who is a businessman and somebody who is wealthy and has money, then you have a great example in the likes of Uthman radiyallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan, and the likes of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. If you were someone who was pursuant in knowledge You have the likes of the Khulafa and likes of Abdullah ibn Umar and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Abdullah ibn Abbas and others, Ubay ibn Ka'b in the Quran. For the women, there are examples of great women in the wives of the Prophet ﷺ and the great Sahabiyat. In the children, there are great examples of children, starting with Abdullah ibn Zubayr and Abdullah ibn Abbas as well, and so on. If you look at those who were, you know, in terms of their physical abilities, their strength, their military capabilities, you will find them there. Those who had, you know, intellect and the ability to judge and things, you have the likes of Ali radiallahu anhu. Those who were able to, you know, had the academic skills, so to speak, you know, people like Zayd ibn Thabit, who very quickly learned Hebrew. Also, he was very good in writing, and he was the one who was one of the writers of the Wahi, and so on and so forth. You know, the list can go on and on. So they gave us the great examples of how to lead our lives, how to behave, how to be people. In every aspect, you will find something there. And they were ready in a lot of the scenarios. They understood their role in society. They understood their role in this dunya, what was requested of them. They had the best understanding of Islam, because they were people who were people who saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they knew him, they learned from him, they learned from his teachings and his practical aspects of dealing with matters, how he was a man who looked at making things easy and not hard. They looked at how he dealt with matters, how he addressed people, his easiness with dealing with others, his easiness with dealing with those who are who were maybe harsh towards him, those who were maybe of a lesser capacity in dealing with, you know, aspects. There were people who were harsh and they came to the Prophet talking to him harshly. There were people who maybe were not fully capable understanding some aspects of the message, so they were asking things which were different. There were people who were joking a lot, you know, with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There were, and so on and so forth. So they learned from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then they were ready to pass on his practices, his message, his greatness. And even though they knew that Medina was a great place, and they, you know, great place for it. It was a great place due to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he was buried there. And they knew that it was a great resting ground, but they never allowed that to deter them from going forth, going out, you know, setting camp in different places throughout the world. And that's why the Sahaba, you know, you have Sahaba, you know, in North Africa and even in Spain, you have them reaching the gates of Constantinople, which is today Turkey. You had them, you know, buried in the land beyond the river, which is the land of Persia and, you know, the Middle Asian countries, and so on and so forth. These were people who went out. They went, they carried the message of Islam, and they were ready to give. So we have to, it's very important for a Muslim to learn about the Sahaba, to learn about their qualities, to understand their stories, because in their stories there is a great benefit to us, an inspiration to us of how they lived their life and how they dealt with difficult times. Because we all go through hardships, right? We have difficulties in our life. We have troubles. You know, take the usual domestic trouble. You know, somebody might have problems with their wife. And they would think, oh well, you know, this is almost like a unique thing to happen to me. Well, actually, if you look at the Bible, you'll see that this isn't, even the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had issues with his wives, you know, and they did annoy him at some stage. And so on. So these are human issues, you know, issues related to dealings and transactions, you know, even arguments. So all of that was happening. So by reading their stories and looking at those specific areas, you will be able to get some benefit, no doubt, for your life, either your current issues or things that may happen to you, which you can reflect upon. Now, mashallah, there's a lot of work. Alhamdulillah, this is one of the ni'am, the blessings of our time, is that we have a lot of scholars throughout the world today contributing via, you know, different platforms. And so, subhanAllah, even while you are on lockdown, even while you are in your house, without even going out of your front door, you have access to, you know, thousands of hours of footage from learned people who go through, you know, explaining to you the deen, explaining to you the knowledge, explaining to you the different aspects of Islam, and the stories of the Sahaba are there as well. So there's no real excuse not to engage with that and to learn, to benefit, and to, inshallah, go forward with the will of Allah.